News flash, there's a recession.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. You'd think by this point a recession would be priced into the stock markets. Apparently not. Yesterday's official declaration that we're indeed in a recession led to one of Wall Street's worst days of the year. Bank stocks had record losses, and things might not get much better today. Car sales come out, and they're expected to show a drop of 36% from a year ago. The Dow is all the way back down to 8149 after losing 679 points, nearly 8%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both lost almost 9%. In Asia today, 5% loss in Hong Kong, 6% in Japan. But things have picked up in Europe, mixed results so far. The European Union is working on a stimulus package. Let's bring in our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what's in this thing?
It's the first big Europe-wide recovery package. It aims to pump around $250 billion into the economies of the European Union. Not a done deal, however, Scott. There are some big differences over this package.
Between the member states?
That's right. On the one hand, you've got the Brits and the French who are in favour, but the Germans are very sceptical about the need for a big reflationary package, even though Germany is already officially in recession.
And the Germans are hesitant because they don't want to go further into debt, to spend more money?
The Germans are getting very alarmed about the ever-widening budget deficits in Europe. At the weekend, the German finance minister was indulging in some pretty lurid rhetoric. He said countries embarking on big deficit spending programs were like lemmings rushing over a cliff.
Well, what does he think about the U.S. and the $8 trillion that have been pledged so far?
Well, they don't like it. I mean, this really has exposed a big cultural difference, not just between Germany and some of its EU partners, but also Germany and the US. I mean, the Germans don't like debt. And the widespread reaction in Germany to last week's raft of measures in the US was pretty telling. I mean, many people were horrified, including, it seems, the Chancellor, Angela Merkel. I mean, they do not feel that taxpayers' money should go into, as they see it, encouraging the kind of behavior that got us into this mess in the first place, excessive lending, borrowing, and overconsumption.
I think a few people here were horrified as well, Stephen. All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Speaking of out-of-control spending, check out the new visitor center on Capitol Hill. It opens today, almost 4 years behind schedule, and hundreds of millions of dollars over budget. Here's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Congress's new Welcome Center features acres of sandstone and pink marble floors. There are interactive computer displays and theaters. The initial cost was pegged at $71 million in the early 1990s. The final price tag, $621 million. What happened? 9/11, for one. Spokeswoman Sharon Gang.
The scope of the project changed. The ceremonial groundbreaking took place in 2000. Our world changed after that.
Two expensive new tunnels were added, and Congress expanded the project to include office space. But Melanie Sloan of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington says the ballooning costs were also due to wasteful contracts and a lack of congressional oversight.
They had basically an open checkbook, so they weren't really worried like you or I would be if we were renovating our house.
Sloan says Congress should take responsibility for the cost overruns, but that's not on the agenda for today's opening ceremony, which is closed to the public. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation. Online at kauffman.org.
The price of oil is at a 3.5-year low this morning, $48 a barrel. That should send gas even further below $2 a gallon on average. In California, gas is a bit more than $2, but not at two gas stations in Pasadena. Cash Peters has more.
You've probably never heard of Garro Gas, but in Pasadena, California, the owners of this tiny little independent gas station are like folk heroes, selling gas way cheaper than the big boys. The owner, Homipata Meladonia, is all over TV.
We gave a good price for everybody and it became news.
It did, but that's not all. Garro Gas has a rival, Fastop, they're called. They're right next door. In fact, last week when Fastop put gas on sale at $1.69, the Garro guys thought, nuts to that, and immediately undercut them by a penny. Well, customers were all over the place like termites. It was chaos. Joe Wilson's a regular.
These two stations have gas wars periodically. I don't know who starts it or what, but normally that guy's cheaper and these people are expensive.
Why did you come here?
The cheapest gas I've seen, brother. 1 cent make a difference.
Part of it is the game of it, to try and find the best price, so it's kind of fun.
They're coming in this way, they're coming every which way, you know?
It's crazy. Yeah, it is.
Have you ever had to go in there and sort out a fight?
No, not really, no. People eventually get along.
Yeah, well, not everyone. I found one guy filling up at Fastop who had some kind of grudge against Garro and refused to go there. To heck with their fancy low price.
The one next door?
Yeah, I mean, it's $1.68 next door. You could have saved a penny.
Huh? I didn't care about the penny. I don't like that guy.
Oh, so it's like a personal thing?
Yes.
Wow, it's like the Old West. Every day is a showdown. In fact, I told Fastop that, breaking news, Garro Gas had lowered its price by another penny. That didn't go down well.
Well, we just had it at $1.69. They must have dropped their prices.
So why didn't you lower yours now by 2 cents and you'll get all his customers?
If we go any lower, we're going to lose out.
And Lord knows we wouldn't want a gas station to lose out, right?
To summarize this then, people are cheap, right?
Yeah. It's okay to insult your customers, don't worry.
No, it is true. That's obvious.
I'm cheap too. But not that cheap. I'm not crazy.
Well, that's open to debate, frankly. In Pasadena, California, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
For more coverage of the financial crisis fallout, visit our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.